Chof Tes Tamos, 4th of August, Rabbi Yossi Feingold, Bein HaMetzorim.
Good morning. Really a big, big kavod for me to be back here again at Torah Way. As I've said to you before, I think I'm a virtual Talmud as well from the program, so a great shout to the Mishtafim and to the organizers. Rabbi Modcha Shapiro, who is a rabbi in Miami, his son spoke this week for the Gold Screen Kollel. He tells the following story about a chosh of a friend of his, and we'll call him Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe had a really praiseworthy and admirable minhag of purchasing a new sefer every single week, come Friday, for his own personal Oneg Shabbos. And this weekly ritual that went on for many, many years involved him walking to his local Mocha Sforim. The salesperson would have ready and waiting for him a new and interesting sefer. He would quote him a price, Reb Moshe would hand over the cash, and the transaction would be completed. On Erev Shabbos Chazon, Reb Moshe walks into the store. Ready and waiting for him was a kinnus hamavayeres, a kinnus with a potpourri of mefarshim, and the price of 20 shekel was quoted. At this point, Reb Moshe said, perhaps 5. And Reb Moshe said, Reb Moshe has 20 shekel. He tried his luck with 8 shekel. And these negotiations continued until finally they reached a happy pshara between them. By the time Reb Moshe gave his money for the new price, for the bargain price, the Mocha couldn't help. He was astonished, and he says, Reb Moshe, for years and years, every single Friday you come in to purchase this sefer. What happens today? You start haggling the price. Is there something wrong with the sefer? Are the pages missing? Is it too dusty for your liking? Why the need to change your minhag, so to speak? And Reb Moshe explained, every single week I come and buy a sefer. That sefer I will use tens, dozens, maybe hundreds of times. Over a kinnus? Maybe, or like perhaps, I'll use it Tisha B'Av morning. But then again, afterwards, never again. So for a chad pa'mi, why should I go ahead and spend all that money? Now, obviously, Rabbi Yisai, this was a Ben Aliyah. This was a Bal Madrega who worked on himself, who understood what it means to be Mis'abel al Yerushalayim. He understood what it means to pine and to yearn for Yerushalayim. He had a shtoikikus, and he was a tzaddik b'emunasa yechir. These people are a rare breed and few and far between. Contrast this with the following incident of a student who went to his Rosh Hashiva, Moran HaRav Shach. And his predicament was with a certain type of shower, must have been a new line. And he thought perhaps this doesn't constitute this type of shower and the way it could be used. It might not constitute the Issa of Rechitza, the 9 days. So he went to Rav Shach, and as he's telling him all the details and the nuances of this specific Shaila, Rav Shach stopped him in his tracks, and he said to him, regarding showers, ich bin ich kein Mumcha. And I'm not really a Mumcha in Paskin and Shailas. But one thing I can tell you, an Ernster Ovel hat kein Mundisch gefragt die Fragas. Somebody who truly is in mourning, somebody has come back from Rachmanu Litzlan burying a mother, or Loyalenu, a loved one, never bothered me with such questions. So I think to a great extent, we definitely are not margish in the full sense of the word, the extent of the loss, or the extent of Shechinta Begulos. It's been pointed out that there are 5 levels of Avelos. If we speak about personal, unfortunately, personal Avelos, there are 5 levels, and they work in decreasing order. So you have the Yom HaMisa, which is the very serious. Then you go from there to the second level, which is the 7 days of Shiva, which is more mekel than the Yom HaMisa. And the next level is Shloshim. And for many Avelim, Shloshim, that's where Avelos stops. But for a father and for a mother, you have a 4th level of Yud Beis Chodesh, and then the 5th level is the death anniversary, the Yom HaYotzeit. But the whole progression in private mourning goes from the more chamor to the less chamor. Masha'en came, The Avelis of the 3 weeks, we move in the opposite direction. They are increasing fashion. You start from the relatively light, and each step of the way becomes more chamor and more intensified. So you start with Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, and then the second level is, of course, the days that we're approaching tonight will be Rosh Chodesh Av. Afterwards, you have Shavuot Shechalboi, Tisha B'Av. Then Erev Tisha B'Av, more chamor. And then it reaches its crescendo, Yom HaMisa itself, which is Tisha B'Av. So for private Avelos, you go from the chamor to the chal, to the kal. And public Avelos, you move from the kal to the chamor. And then the explanation is really quite simple. Because in a private Avelos, Lo Yaleinu, one is so overwhelmed with a loss, they can't go on. They're paralyzed with grief. So Avelos really is a mechanism to have inner healing. So eventually you can slowly get on and overcome the grief and get on with daily life. But when you're saying our Rabbim, as I mentioned, we don't have the scope of being Marugish, the magnitude of Churban Abayis, of Shechinta Begelusa. I mean, how many of us can't get up in the morning because we're overcome with grief of Churban Abayis? So we don't need a ritual to help us overcome the pain. Yeah, I distinctly remember taking up my first Korean education. It was in the United States. So it was in 2003 I took my first Korean, and school starts in September. So in the first week, the principal calls me into his office, and he said, it's going to be the Yahrzeit of 9/11, the second Yahrzeit of 9/11. Say something, say some divrei chizuk. Yeah, inject it into the lesson, something small. And what started off a small dvar Torah of chizuk mentioning 9/11 ended up in a huge classroom discussion where everybody wanted to say something. They knew somebody who worked there, or they knew somebody who either worked there or just by chance was supposed to be there but didn't. They all felt somewhat of a connection. And I feel the years that I'm teaching now, especially this year gone by, in 2015, I'm trying to say a small dvar chizuk to my class about 9/11, and the younger years, they weren't born before 9/11, so you get this blank reaction from some of them, and they don't feel connected. It's like another history class, arbitrary information. You know, what was the difference between this and the Black Death? Yeah, two tragedies. They're not connecting to it. So we don't need a ritual to take us out of our grief for the Beis HaMikdash, Adarabah. We need these small, added, intensified halachas that we do in the 9 days to maybe, perhaps, we can be marugish a little bit the sense of the words, the sense of the loss. And with this, we could say a formidable pshat. And I just heard from Rabbi Yanki, you've heard to no end, I think the lesson was, you've heard endless shiurim about this, so I apologize, but the Gemara says, Al Ma'avda Oretz, Rabbi Yanki mentioned 10 minutes ago, Al Ozvam Es Teirosi. One of the reasons why we are in this pain that we are is because Al Ozvam Es Teirosi. So Al Pidrush, let's say, a vart, if we were to look at the outcomes of the five levels, to look at the Tetzah, the Halacha, we get the following. As the 3 weeks starts, we go into Shavuot B'Tammuz, so the Halacha is Chasanus, weddings must stop. The second level, the higher level, is tonight will be the beginning of Av, Rosh Chodesh Av. So we know Mishenichnas Av, Mematim B'Simcha. Then we go higher level, and we get to Shavuot Shechalboi Tisha B'Av, at least according to the Beis Yosef. Basar B'Yayin, we've got to stop eating meat. Another high level is Erev Tisha B'Av. So the Machaber, the Ramah actually passes in some Tafkuf Nun Gimel. Also the tile of Tisha B'Av. You're not allowed to go for your leisurely stroll on Erev Tisha B'Av. And we reach Tisha B'Av itself, Yom HaMisa, where it's also in Limud HaTorah. There are the vast majority of Torah is also to be learned. Except for Eicha, except for Iyov and Yeriya, the vast majority of Torah, there's an Issa of Limud HaTorah. Bikudei Hashem Yisharim B'Sam Chelev, and it becomes Asa of Tisha B'Av. So we have the five levels in ascending order, which go from not being able to get married, diminishing joy, not being able to eat meat, not going for your leisurely stroll, and the Issa of Limud HaTorah. If we were to take Chamishei Chumshei Torah, because we abandoned the Torah, Al Ozom Es Torasi, we forsook the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Torah. What does that mean? The Chamishei Chumshei Torah, we abandoned. If we were to take each one of the Svarim of Chamishei Chumshei Torah, and we were to make a theme, an underlying theme in each of the Svarim, we might get something as follows. Bereishis talks about the individuals and how we became a nation, how we became a Knesset Yisrael. How did we become Knesset Yisrael? Shiftei Kar. How did we get Shiftei Kar? Well, it's because of the Zivugim and the Chasanas of the Avos and the Imos. So perhaps Bereishis is about Chasanas. Shemois is intensified joy. Is there any sefer with more joy than in Shemot? Of course, we have Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsov. Midas Hayom, Mamet HaSinai, Kabbalas HaTorah. Is it any more joyous than Sefer Shemot? Then we move on to Sefer Vayikra, otherwise known as Torah Tzvehanim. It's the Karbonos, all about the theme of Sefer Vayikra, is all about the Karbonos. Sefer Bamidbar, we are in Parshas Matos Masei. Bamidbar, as the name suggests, we're wandering in the desert, the wandering Jew. This week's Parshas Masei, Vayisu Vayachno, the Membeis Masois, the traveling Jew. And Devarim is, of course, Mishnah Torah. We review what has already been learned before. The Gemara tells us again, Al Ozva Mes Teirasi. What's the Gemara trying to tell us? Vibalt! We went ahead and we abandoned Sefer Bereishis, the first Sefer Chamishei Chumshei Torah, which is all about Chasanas. So the Midah Keneged Midah is, we've got to stop from Shiva Asa B'Tamas onwards, you've got to stop having Chasanas. You abandoned Sefer Shemois, which is the Sefer full of joy. We've got to diminish our joy. We neglected and rejected Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra Karbonos. What is Karbonos? The Kohanim Oichlim Basa, Ubalim Miskaprim. Basa? So then we've got to stop eating Basa as of tonight, Rosh Chodesh Av. We get to Erev Tisha B'Av, the Halacha is Aser D'Tayl, the Sefer Bamidbar. Since we neglected and we rejected Sefer Bamidbar, which is about the traveling Jew, it becomes Aser to have a legendary stroll in Erev Tisha B'Av. And the fifth Sefer, Sefer Bamidbar, Sefer Devarim, Mishnah Torah, reviewing the Torah, it becomes Asa on Tisha B'Av to learn. It becomes Issa, and Issa Limud HaTorah. So the five levels of Avenos perfectly correlate and correspond to the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, because every Sefer we forsake, there is a Midah Keneged Midah. As we enter tonight into the funereal month of Av, one normally would associate it with Shoit Sheves, sadness and sorrow, Avelos, darkness and desolation, and quite rightly so. There is a Mama Chazal that says Av is Rosh Hashanah, Arur, Baruch, half the month is Arur. Another idea is Av could be Rosh Hashanah, Edoim, Bavel. These are the two kingdoms that brought us into the Golos that we are. So on the one hand, we see that Av takes its name from the troubling days that are coming. Paradoxically, there is another Mama Chazal that says, Av Asidin Chodesh Av, is Av L'chol HaChadoshim. Av will be the leading month, it will be the superior month. It seems a bit of a paradox. On the one hand, we're saying the positiveness of Av, there will be superior. On the other hand, we're saying it's Or. How do we clarify this paradox? If we were to look historically, we know that Yud Zayin B'Tamuz doesn't only come up in our books, in our literature, during the Beis HaMikdash. Hundreds and hundreds of years beforehand, what happened on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. So we know the Torah was given on Vav Sivan. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim Zayin Sivan. 40 days later, Yud Zayin B'Tamuz is supposed to come down with the Luchos. Svarim say he's supposed to take these Luchos, the Luchos are Rishonim, give them to Klal Yisrael. If that would have happened, then the Neshama of Mashiach ben David would have gone into Moshe Rabbeinu, and right then and there, we would have had Tikkun HaSholem, and that would have been the Geula Shleima, the one we've been waiting for thousands of years. But Klal Yisrael, we blew it. How? We blew it with the Egel. So really, Yud Zayin B'Tamuz has in it a blazing energy. is just, we, at the same time that there's this massive energy, there's also a kitchel, there's also this negative force that's working against us, and it's working over time. And we blew it with this kitchel, but the energy still stays there. So there's still an amazing amount of geula, of lightness in these days, in the 3 days. So really, Chodesh Av has an inherent storehouse of Kedusha and Simcha, but it's melubash. It is concealed and camouflaged with Yimei Din. And the truth is, upon research, I looked into many Sifrei Kodesh, and across the gamut of all the Sfarim, whether you look in Sifrei Machshava, Sifrei Musa, Sifrei Chassidus, there's this amazing positiveness, that positivity that they speak about the 3 weeks, the 9 days, even Tisha B'Av itself, that therein, in the Pnimius, there lies this amazing light in it. Furthermore, regarding Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av, on the day, amidst the depth of the abyss, when the Beis HaMikdash is in its height, is ablaze, in the highest flames, that's when Mashiach is born. And at Chatzos, we get up from the floor, Avelus finishes, and what do? We say nothing. And Rizal says, on Matzah Tisha B'Av, you say Kiddush Levana. Because within the darkness, within this Choshech, lies an amazing positivity, lies the greatest light. No such thing as darkness as an end to itself. Within the darkest moments, carry with them the potency and the potential for the greatest power. Actually, the Medrash says that Tisha B'Av will be the biggest simcha of all simchas when Mashiach comes. And that's why the Sfarim HaKadosh have this underlying theme throughout about the pnim, the energy, the light, the joy of the 9 days. And I'll give you a few examples. Chassidim say, you know, we just said, Mishenichnas Av Mematin B'Simcha. Look, the Chazik, the Baal Shem Tov, the Chassidim say, Mishenichnas Av Mematin. When it comes to Av, we've got to stop doing a few things. Okay, it's a Rechitza, Achilas Basa. But how are we going to get through this B'Simcha? Now that's not just a cute vart, it's one-liner, Mematin, how B'Simcha? There's a profound message that I think is Mamish Emes. Because these days that are coming, we need them. If I can give an example of a pregnant lady. So they know they're going to go through a hard time. They know that if she's yeshevet ala mashber, if she's in labor and there's major labor pains, do they want this to happen? Of course. Is it simcha that they're going to the hospital? Avada. You ask any lady in the ninth month and it's dragging on. Do you want to go to the hospital? Yes, I do. Are you going, if labor starts and they're going to say, oh no, of course not. They're going to accept it with the greatest simcha. And that's what we say in the kinnos. These are these days. So we want it. But there's a whole avodah to do. We've got to be mematin. So mishenichnas av mematin. We've got to stop doing a bunch of things. But it's besimcha, because that is what we want. We need to get to the end. We need to get to the light. Another example. You know, if you open up the Medrash, if you open up the Eicha, it says the phrase Kol Roed Fer Hisigua Bein Hametzarim. Now, the simple pshat is Kol Roed Fer Hisigua Bein Hametzarim. Anybody who wanted to pursue Klal Yisrael and to harm them, Hisigua can do that, can catch up with them Bein Hametzarim during these 3 weeks. Zok the Mezrich Magid puts a whole positive spin on it. Kol Roed Fer can be broken up into the words Kol Roed Deif Ka. Anybody who wants to have connection with Hashem, anybody who's looking for closeness, for Dveikus Hashem Yisbarach, can have it when Hisigua can get it, can connect Bein HaMetzorim during these 3 weeks. Why? As we said before, the Pnimius of the day carry within them the greatest light. Hisigua Bein HaMetzorim dafka now in the 3 days. We should take these days with simcha, because there's so much light, there's so much energy in them. I don't know anything about Kabbalah, but one thing I do know is there's something called spheres. Spheres are words such as Netzach, Gevurah, Yesod, Hod. And apparently these spheres, each one of the spheres can be attributed to a certain month. So I heard that Nisan is attributed to Chesed. Iyar is Gevura, Sivan is Teferes, Tammuz is Netzach, and Av is Hoyd. Hoyd means splendor. Now, if I was to look for one word to identify Av as being, Hoyd splendor, it should be the opposite. I can't, you know, the first few days of Av is definitely not splendor. Take a look in Sefer Daniel. Sefer Daniel, you'll find a couple of maros that he had, a couple of visions, what we call nevuah. In the fourth mare, in chapter Yud, it was so freaky for him. He was having this mare. He says about himself, "Va'eres hamare gdoila, I saw this vision, v'lo nisha bikoya. I was totally shattered and exhausted. I could not deal with his mare hagdoila. And my facial complexion completely changed." He says, "Vahoidi, vahoid, my splendor, ne'pach alai, the mashchis." It turned. It became the reverse. It became a mashchis. I look like destruction. So we see some sort of raya. Hoid can be turned upside down into mashchis. In fact, if you reconfigure the word hoid, you get the word dove. Now, dove is a word that is very associated with Tisha B'Av. Al zeh hoya dove libeinu. The Eicha says, al zeh hoya dove libeinu. That means that for this, for the burning of the Beis HaMikdash, for the Churban HaBayis, hoya dove libeinu, our hearts were depressed. Our hearts became sick and morose. Dove libeinu. In fact, the Pasuk says in Metzora, V'hadova b'nidasa means the woman who suffers from the separation. It's connected to nidasa. If we have a look, one of the adjectives that is associated with Yerushalayim, the Pasuk says, Chet chata Yerushalayim, al kein l'nida haisa. It became as a nida. Let's ask the question, from all the things in the world to call Yerushalayim, you're going to call it a nida on Isha Tumeya? Call it a behemoth. It became like a behemoth. Call it behemoth tmeya. So it became rubbish. But why do you use the term lenida haisa? The Teretz is what we've been saying before. Because in the days lie an inherent light. And an isha tmeya, all she needs is tahara. Once she has tahara, back, connection to Hashem, it's all back. And that's why there's this connection to lenida haisa. And that's why hoid is turned to Dove. It's very clear that this in this month is pre-programmed. It's pre-programmed for Kedusha and Simcha and greatness. But we need to be Metaharit. The B'nai Yisrasra talks about Tziruf Shemus. Every month has a different type of Tziruf Hashem. If you take a Siddur look before Hallel, every month what the Tziruf Hashem is. So Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey can be reconfigured every month as something different. Nisan is the normal Yud, He, Vav, and He. Iyar is Yud, He, He, Vav. When it comes to Av, it is He, Vav, Yud, He, Havaya. It happens to be the only one that can say out with your mouth, Havaya. Which means the Yud, He, the second part of the month, which we know as Baruch, which we know as Simcha, yeah, has in it the Yud, He. So we start the order in the right way, the second part of the month. The first part of the month is completely reconfigured. It's the opposite. Right? The same idea. The month can be reconfigured. I thought, on my own personal chart, it could be totally off color. It might even have a little bit of kfir in it. You can shoot me down in flames if you don't like it. But we say, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha V'Nashuva. Right, that's the underlying theme that we want. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha V'Nashuva. Efshekem is going to say Hashiveinu Hashem. Hashiveinu, bring back Hashem, the Yud, the Hey, the Vav Hey, in its right configuration. Why? Nisan has Yud Hey Vav Hey. That's the month of Gula. We want this month to be the month of Gula. Hashiveinu, bring back Yud Tziruf Hashem to Yud Hey Vav Hey. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha V'Nashuva. V'Nashuva is spelled V'Nashuv Hey. And bring back the Hey. Dove. Dove, we don't want Dove to be Dove. We want Dove to be the Dalet, to be the end, and the Hey to be the beginning. The Nosh of Hey. And bring back the Hey so that a month should be a month of Hoyd and not Dove. The B'nai Sasa actually says if we were to come up with one word, if we were to come up with one phrase about what took place almost 2,000 years ago, when we did all the Averus, the Gemaveros, Chamoros, and the Sinas Chinam, and we drove Hashem out of Beis Mikdashenu v'Tefarteinu, what's the one phrase that we would come up with? Chilul Hashem. There was a chilul, there was a vacancy where Hashem used to be. That's the obvious phrase that could come up, that we would come up with. What's our take on it these days? To be Mekadesh Hashem. That's what we need to do. How do we do that? Zog de b'nei Yisrael, b'nikdashti, I can become sanctified, b'soich b'nei Yisrael, b'soich b'nei Yisrael. He says as follows, toich, toich is gematria, toich is 426. That's 426 toich. That is gematria, egel and meragim. Toich is gematria, egel, meragim. Okay, very quickly. Egel, 70 plus 3 plus 30 is 103. Put 103 aside. Meraglim, 40 plus 200 plus 3 plus 30 plus 10 plus 14 is 323. 323 plus 103, stimmt, is 426. Okay, v'nikdashti, I can have Kiddush Hashem again. So, how do we do that? If we are misakin the Torah, the Aver of Egel and Meraglim, which originally brought us into, that's the shoresh of all the bad things, of all the trouble. Then he says the following. But how am I supposed to do that? How am I supposed to be sucking the 420, the Egal Merakim? So he says, if you take all the days that there are in the 3 weeks, all of them together, so you get 22 days, 19 days in Tammuz, sorry, 13 days in Tammuz, 9 days in Av, together is 22. 22 times 24 is 528. 528 is too much. He says, take away the days of Kedusha. 528, take away the days of Kedusha. There's 4 days of Kedusha, 3 Shabbosim, and 1 Rosh Chodesh. 3 Shabbosim, 1 Rosh Chodesh, you have to minus 96. 528 minus 96. Then he says, you know where Avelus, you know where we've reached our crescendo in Tisha B'Av? Till Mincha. So the 6 hours after Mincha is we're going back and we're becoming a Nachem, we're becoming a Nachem. So take away those 6 hours. 96 plus 6 is 102. 528 minus 102, 426. Gematria Toich. So v'nikdashti, you know how you can do Kiddush Hashem b'sof? Using Toich, using the 426 hours of Avelus, right? We've taken away Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, take the 426 hours of Avelus, that's how you can make a Kiddush Hashem again. And that's how you can be misakin for the 426, which is Egel and Meraglim. He also says that if you take the 18 days, the 18 days are the weekday days, and the other days are 4, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So the days of Kiddush are 4, and the days of weekday days are 18. You can get Yud Ches and Dalet. Yud Ches, 18 days of weekday days, Dalet are the 4 days of Kiddush. We can make the word Yachad. We make the word Yachad. So the B'nai Sosra has one idea of what that means, and I thought perhaps we could say the following. Hine matoiv umanoi sheves achim gam yachad. Okay. Obviously, in these days we need sheves achim. Sheves achim is ahavas chinam. It's a tikkun for the sinas chinam. So we need yachad. Yachad are the 22 days of bein amitzarim. Sheves achim. We need ahavas chinam. That's definitely those two. We definitely need. Hine matoiv umanoi. So this year we've explained that these days really are tov. They are good days. There's bitterness to these days, but they're good days. Right? You know, if you go to Leviah, is it a good thing that you go into Leviah? Yes, it's tov. But it's not noim. So we ask the Rabbi Yisrael, we want tov and noim. How are we going to get tov and noim? We want the good days, but we don't want these to be good days of Bein HaMetzorim anymore. We want them to be days of Simcha when we're dancing in the streets. We want them to be also days of Noim. How do we make these days into Ma Tov Ma Noim? When we do two things, Sheves Achim, when there's Ahavas Chinam all the time, Gam Yochad, together with the Avodah that we need to do in Yochad, in the 18 plus 4 and the 22s of the Bein HaMetzorim. I'll say one more thought and with this I'll conclude. I saw in the Sefer Noam Megodim, he says, Shaleach teshalach esoeim, v'sabonim tikachlo. Shaleach teshalach esoeim. Eim is Aleph and Mem. Aleph and Mem were the saviors in our Goliyos. If we look in Kalas Mitzrayim, who came to our Savior? Aim Aleph and Mem, Aaron and Moshe. In the Purim story, who came to our Savior? Aleph and Mem, Esther and Mordechai. The Geula, Le'asid Lavoi, B'mheira B'yameinu, who's going to be it? Aim Elio and Mashiach. So we're asking the Rabbeinu Shalom, Shaleach T'shalach Esa'im, please Rabbeinu Shalom, give us, send for us Elio and Mashiach, and take this, your children already, on the wings of the eagles, on the comfy Nasharim. Yiratzai, it should be the will of the Rabbeinu Shalom, that our kinnah should become this year obsolete, and we should be able to be this hapech v'chodesh from Doven to Hoyt. It should be a moyed, tzaman mit Elio and Mashiach, the simcha of the Gans Klal Yisrael, and the Rabbi Amen.